Straight to our top story for this hour, half hour. Syrian army forces have taken full control of the town of Muleiha, southeast of the capital, Damascus. Media reports say the army advance is a huge blow to the foreign-backed insurgents who had held the town for more than a year. A Syrian military source says the troops have killed a large number of the terrorists and are hunting down more of them in the fields to the north of the region. Muleiha lies on the edge of the eastern Ghouta region near Damascus International Airport. The area is full of farmland and small towns that have been used by the Takfiri militants to launch their operations. Press TV's correspondent Muhammad Ali joins us now from the Syrian capital, Damascus, to tell us the latest about the liberation of the town of Muleiha by Syrian army forces. Muhammad.
Yes, Bardia. First of all, we have to confirm that the military here, the Syrian army and armed forces, have not clearly confirmed that publicly that Muleiha is under the control of the Syrian army. However, we know from our sources on ground is that 99% of the town is fully under the control of the Syrian army. We're still waiting for the official confirmation about that from the Syrian military command itself. Now, what the Syrian military command said today is that the Syrian army continues to achieve and advance significantly in Muleiha and around it. As you know, Muleiha lies in the eastern Al Ghouta, east of Damascus. It is surrounded with a lot of farms and orchards, and this is why it is a very difficult battle. Nevertheless, despite all the challenges, the Syrian army was able today to carry out those significant advances, pushing out militants who were not killed. Some of them also, the military said that the Syrian army is continuing to chase those down who are still on the outskirts, escaping away. We know that there are many tunnels discovered over there. There's a network of tunnels underneath Muleiha, which militants used to use to hide and for transportation and secretly moving the weapons during the battle. Nevertheless, we are expecting at any moment information, official confirmation about that. We know that 99% from our sources, that 99% of Muleiha is under the control of the Syrian army. Even the militants, Bardia, themselves on the social network. On the internet online have admitted that they have lost ground there. Many were killed and others have retreated back according to what they claim. Nevertheless, what is confirmed according to our sources once again, Muleiha is more than 90% controlled by the Syrian army, and we are expecting at any moment a confirmation from the military on that. Of course, Bardia, if I have time, we have to note that it is a very important and significant achievement for the Syrian army, because taking Muleiha would be considered a very important achievement for the Syrian army. It is the gateway for eastern Al Ghouta, which is almost fully occupied by foreign-backed militants for over a year. And this would mean that the army will be able to easily move forward ahead into eastern Al Ghouta deep after, of course, enhancing the positions and controlling it completely, and having all of the farms around it under its control.
Thank you very much. Muhammad Ali, our correspondent, joining us from the Syrian capital, Damascus.